She's been listening, so let's get her on. Christy Buck on behalf of the Mental Health Foundation of Western Michigan on the line. You'll see her on the television side this Sunday as part of a panel to discuss, of course, mental health in these times, an important month, an important topic to discuss. Christy Buck, specifically, your Be Nice program will put the concentration on. I hope you've been listening, more than just this morning.
Heck yes, I sure have. Yep. Nice. Good morning, Shelley, and nice. Everybody out there. Yeah,
you got it. Thanks for your energy and for your dedication to this topic. And yes, we will be continuing the conversation Sunday when it comes to our family health matters. Thanks for your time on that and obviously expertise. Okay, you know where I'm going to start. I'm going to ask you about Mental Health Foundation of Western Michigan.
Yeah, so we have just been working hard right now to meet the demands for education and suicide prevention through our programs, Be Nice, Mental Health First Aids, some Question, Persuade, Refer trainings that if anybody is interested in trainings surrounding mental health, suicide prevention, you can go onto our website. I'll plug it right now, benice.org, and go to the trainings tab. But, Shelley, the biggest part of mental health right now is understanding when it becomes an illness. And then ultimately, when possibly I'm faced with a crisis situation where someone needs help and assistance when they might be thinking of suicide. So it's, I love talking about mental health, but I know that my job is to talk about an illness. So people need knowledge. People need knowledge about the basics of what mental health is and what does it look like at the onset. And what do I do? So with knowledge, getting trained breeds confidence then to take action. And action ultimately may be giving resources. And there are resources out there, and sometimes people do not know where to turn.
Thank you for that. The foundation, again, formal Mental Health Foundation of West Michigan. You are there as a resource?
Yes, we are. And so oftentimes people will connect via info@benice.org. And ask a question. Typically, I love when people follow back up with us and let us know if the resource helped. Sometimes, Shelley, people want to chat, and they have questions. We love to recommend organizations out there that are supportive to family members who may be struggling with a family member that is struggling with a mental health disorder. Folks sometimes connect with us when they've lost someone to suicide. There's awesome, great support groups. And we love to connect. But the biggest part of our job, obviously, is education. And we know that it starts at people recognizing the onset early in the journey of struggling with this illness. And just like any illness, right?
Yes. Tell me more about Be Nice.
So Be Nice was created 10 years ago, and it was an extension of another program that we had that was in high school and middle schools at that time. And we were faced with a national question and concern about cyberbullying. So Be Nice was created literally off the top of my head and my assistant with the logo, and we just created T-shirts. And they were brought to schools where we were already teaching mental health suicide prevention programming. And it kind of then turned into people were seeing the shirts and they asked, do you have assemblies to go with that? So we created assemblies to go with the logo, but the action plan was the biggest piece of the pie. And that is giving people a tool now to help them to recognize and to use when they might be faced with someone struggling. Be Nice now has Be Nice Schools, Be Nice Business, and Be Nice Faith programming dedicated. They each have their own pages on our website, and then they all have their own trainings and training models. Be Nice Schools, obviously, is what has been around since we created that in 2012 and created a curriculum in 2014, and then had it researched by Grand Valley State University in 2016.
Wonderful. You are here to talk specifically about the evidence-based study results about the Be Nice program. What would you like to share?
So what we did, we enlisted Grand Valley State University to help us with this study, and it was a 3-year study. And they did over 500 interviews at about 174 schools. And within the schools, they interviewed teachers, administrators, students, and parents about the program. And so what they found after year one is that it takes good leadership, right? They found in the school where we had been the longest that it takes good leadership and passionate people within the school to keep the initiative going. And we had been in Granville Public Schools for over 6 years at that time when they did the study. So then parents also came out and talked about they feel like it's just fluid. It goes from kindergarten all the way through 12th grade. It gives us consistent, common language to talk about mental health. They loved how the program grows with the child from kindergarten up to 12th grade. So then year two, so they came back with this data, right? And they looked at behavioral data, and they saw that aggression had decreased from the time that the program started to when they were researching it. So then they did year two of some more schools where we hadn't been in as long, and they found similar experiences. But we also were in some new school districts, and we were all of a sudden becoming packed, and we couldn't deliver the same way we had been delivering to local schools in our area. And it was stunning what came back to us. And what we did in the meantime also was we would get the data back and be in interviews, and you go, okay, we got to make some adjustments. So the same time we were doing it, we were able to make adjustments in our programs. And in the end, we found out that some really amazing things, and it is evidence-based to bring mental health awareness and prevent suicide in schools. But we found that you have to have strong leadership. It starts from the top. Everybody has to buy in. Teachers need to be trained in the program. You have to have good liaisons, and the liaisons are the cog that person that is keeping the program going in the school. And these are typically teachers, a social worker in the school. It is very consistent with the language of notice, invite, challenge, and empower. It can blend with any program that you might be doing in your school. This program can also be part of initiatives. So that includes social, emotional, and learning. It includes positive behavior intervention strategies. Calling All Colors, that's another program. So Be Nice mixes well with these. It received a lot of positive student feedback. And in programming, when you're doing programming in school, that's what you want. You want positive student feedback. You want students to feel like this is making a difference. And they did find in the study that oftentimes adults often tend to focus more on the logistics of implementing, and kids don't look at that, but they discuss and saw how the program has made a difference in their life. And so even our researchers were stunned in many of the student interviews that they did. Students came out and said that the program saved their life. The program helped them to identify the resources that were available to them in their schools. They knew where to get help. They knew that the helplines were out there, which is a big part of the program, pushing those out. Mm. Students, noted that the way the program works with the activities, with assemblies, there's all this information on our website. We have a portal dedicated to the program, is very helpful in them keeping it going. It included just a lot of different data based off the MyFi study that is a survey that goes out to all schools, a lot of public schools that want to participate and find out the climate in their schools, behaviors.
Very nice. Well, your passion is evident. My time is over with you, Christy Buck, and obviously I pass the baton back to you to share how we get involved, how we learn these results, and how we carry your passion forward.
You got it. Go to BeNice.org. One, it's take the pledge. Learn the action plan. Notice, invite, challenge, and empower. It'll take 12 minutes. And then the study is right on the website. And I did speak volume here. It actually included 160 interviews, 74 schools. Wow. I'm out of caffeine, right? I'm going caffeine strong right now too, Shelley.
Yep, and that's okay in my boat. Focus and get your work done. Christy Buck, we'll see you Sunday on Family Health Matters in the latter afternoon. WGVUnews.org for information on that. Take care, my friend.